Oh, Adelakun with good trickery again. The Scunthorpe winger has left loads of Walsall players in his wake. It's a shot towards goal. O'Donnell couldn't keep it out, and Hakeem Adelakun scores for Scunthorpe inside the opening 6 minutes of this second half. Amazing run from the winger, leaving the Walsall players down in his wake. The shot towards goal. O'Donnell got down to save it, put it onto the post, and it rolled over the line. Adelakun for the home side. Scunthorpe 1, Walsall 0. It's the home side's first goal in front of their home fans this season. Scunthorpe have a free kick. It's midway inside the Walsall half. Central position, McSheffrey will take it. Oh, what a great goal that is. Gary McSheffrey doubles Scunthorpe's lead. It's 2 goals in 3 minutes for the home side. Free kick from distance into the top right corner. Nothing Richard O'Donnell could do about that one. And it's Scunthorpe 2, Walsall 0. Now, Canavan's let Bradshaw in there. Bradshaw gets his head to the ball first and goes in. It was a long, hopeful ball forward from the Saddlers' back line. Niall Canavan left it to his keeper, Bobby Olesnik. Bradshaw nicking in, getting his head to it first, and it rolls into an empty net. Saddlers get a goal back with 20 minutes remaining. Scunthorpe 2, Walsall 1, Bradshaw's third of the season.
Well, Dean, a disappointing defeat. Your reaction to what you saw?
Yeah, very disappointing, because that's as bad as we've played for an hour. Maybe 70 minutes until we scored the goal. There was no fluency in our movements at all. Didn't pass the ball well. But the important thing was, you know, I got into them at half-time, but the important thing was to stay in the game. And we've given 2 horrible goals away again. You know, and I think Richard will be disappointed with both of them as well.
And your reasons for it, can you explain why the first hour was so poor?
I can't. You know, we've gone 2 up, and I think we lacked some fluency in our play. Got caught. The balls up to the front 2 weren't very good. Got caught taking too many touches, moving it too slow, and got caught in a war of attrition. And, you know, it was disappointing and frustrating.
You mentioned that, playing it up to the front 2. It was a quiet debut, I'd say, for Matthew Monse. It didn't get many touches. It must disappoint you.
Well, it was disappointing because, you know, we kept putting it onto Addison's head. You know, he's renowned for heading the ball, and we kept putting it up there. So that's what's disappointing about it. You know, he'll get better when he gets fitter. We knew that anyway. It was probably a punt to throw him in there today, but I was thinking I might get 60, 65 minutes out of him. But unfortunately, we got 2 injuries in the first half as well.
Your take on Adelakun's first goal, because I thought the defence parted quite easily for him.
Yeah, it was very disappointing to allow a player to run from the halfway line. Dino got dragged out. 2 half attempts to win the ball off him, and he didn't have to do an awful lot to finish it either. It weren't the best of strikes, and it's crept in off the post. So very disappointing, you know, and something that we could have dealt with, but didn't.
And your take on the McSheffrey free kick, as a second free kick in the space of a few days going past Richard O'Donnell?
Yeah, I think Richard will probably agree the how far out he was. He should do better. I mean, the first foul from Adam Chambers weren't a foul. The second one was a bit of petulance from Billy, and he gives them the free kick. You know, so we shouldn't be getting beat from free kicks from that distance. So that's frustrating.
What positives can you take from this afternoon, Dean?
Not loads, but, you know, the spirit of the last 20 minutes. We get a goal back out of nothing for Tom Bradshaw. And then, whether it's us being a bit better or them being a bit nervous, I'm not sure which one it is. I'm hoping it's the one that we was a bit better. But we started passing the ball a lot more and created some chances. Kieran Morris should have had a penalty. Unfortunately, he didn't go down because he's too honest. But the referee didn't give it.
You've got a full week now. It's rare, isn't it? At the start of the season, 2 games a week. You've got a full week now to work with them, haven't you?
It's nice to have the week as well, because, you know, there'll be a good chat on Monday, because, you know, that weren't good enough, and the players know that.
James Chambers limping off early on. Ashley Grimes coming off as well. What was wrong with those two?
Well, James has trained the last 2 days, so we thought he was ready for the game. He told me he was fit for the game, and he just felt a recurrence of it after a couple of minutes. And then Grimes, he's felt his calf, you know, late on in the first half, so, you know, it just adds to the woes really on the injury list at the moment. So disappointing, but, you know, we've got to bounce back now.
Just thinking, the injury list was getting shorter, it's lengthened again now. Someone like Sam Mantum, is he likely to be in contention very soon? Perkis, Cook?
Well, we've got a game on Tuesday, so we'll get a few minutes out of that game for some players. But as you say, the injury list, you know, it's not been like this. But I don't want to blame the injury list for today's performance. You know, there was players good enough to go and win this game today, and we didn't make them do an awful lot to win the game.
Not long now till the transfer window ends. Any more ins, any more outs?
I'm not sure.
We'll see.
We'll see.